Residents in the Northeast dealt with new power outages and a halting recovery after a storm brought snow and ice to the battered region. In New Jersey, more than a foot of snow came to some parts of the state, and the storm left 110,000 people without power as of Thursday afternoon. According to the utility Public Service Enterprise Group, 70,000 of those had lost power just over a week ago from Superstorm Sandy. Governor Chris Christie speaking at a press conference today.
Utility companies are keeping crews in the state through the storm rather than releasing them when no longer needed. These crews are working through not only the storm that just finished, they did a number of things that were extraordinarily helpful.
In New York, neighborhoods in Staten Island were covered in snow as low temperatures made conditions difficult for residents who've been living in the dark and cold. Tens of thousands were displaced by Superstorm Sandy and more than 100 killed. Gonzalo Mercado with El Centro del Inmigrante in Port Richmond said his group was walking through the neighborhood trying to make sure people had food and supplies. He said many families were sharing cramped spaces.
We have families with 3-4 children. In homes where they also have 3 or 4 children in very tight, tiny spaces. So for them, it's a real priority to find a place to live.
Mercado said there were between 50 to 100 children displaced in the neighborhood, and his group was finding more every day. He said he plans to meet with FEMA tomorrow to clarify what assistance is available to residents, some of whom are undocumented. In rebuilding the damaged homes and businesses in the city, day laborers may play an important role, but some are saying the storm has disrupted their ability to find work and rebuild. Camino Hernandez is a day laborer in Bay Parkway, Brooklyn.
Estamos como la gente que se le cayeron todo sus casas y todo eso.
We are like the people who lost their homes. We are like them. But at least they have food. They don't have electricity, at times no water either, but at least the government is helping them. It gives them something. They haven't given us anything. We belong to this city. We belong to the center here, but we don't have anything.
Another challenge for immigrants is that a local day labor center was shut down because of the storm. Ligia Hualpa is with the Worker Justice Project in Bay Parkway. She said without the center, some workers have reported having trouble with wages and conditions.
So right now, a lot of employers are actually hiring day laborers from the street corners, making them work more than 8 to 10 hours from 7 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock, which is more than 12 hours. Many of them are not being given like the proper health and safety equipment to do a lot of the cleanup business in a proper way. So we are very concerned of the vulnerability of workers actually being faced to do this type of jobs with safety violations and wage and hour violations.
So right now, are workers, the workers that you work with, are they just getting together on the street outside, or is there a particular place where they can gather?
So right now, we are basically meeting up right by outside in the streets and hoping that we can give out flyers to the employers to call to the phone number of the Bay Parkway Community Job Center and have a worker go to their homes and do the work that they have to do, but at the same time do it safely with a fair wage.
What's the number you're handing out, the way that people can connect to workers in your community there?
The phone number of the Bay Parkway Community Job Center where they can get skilled workers and equipped are actually 718-600-0425.
That's Ligia Hualpa with the Worker Justice Project in Brooklyn. Other storm survivors joined labor leaders in Manhattan today near one of the power stations that was knocked out by Sandy. They called on congressional representatives to take action to help families rebuild through emergency aid, job creation, and living wages.